In this video, I want to discuss three things which I have noticed over the last 38 years, quite frankly, as a self-employed person. Three things which I believe are absolutely critical to your success and are universal across industries, across businesses, across professions, and so on. So let me just give you a bit of background. I've been involved in various industries since I was 23. I'm self-employed since 1986, of 38 years now of self-employment in various industries, including retail, investment, property construction, online business, and now in the legal profession. And over those years, I have come to recognize that there are three things which I believe are absolutely critical to a person getting on well and succeeding, whether they're in business and regardless of the business or profession, or perhaps even in a career. I think these three things will serve you really, really well. And recently I've got a trainee solicitor here in the office, Jennifer, and she's shadowing me, and I'm obviously helping her as best I can, and I'm sharing meetings with her. But sometimes I'll be thinking afterwards whether a particular meeting or what I said made sense or not, and so on. So I've been considering various bits and pieces which I believe are absolutely vital and of huge assistance in succeeding, as I say, no matter whether you're in a career or in a business or in a profession or whatever. First thing is attitude. I believe that the attitude that you adopt is absolutely vital to how you get on in your career or in your business. You can choose your attitude. You can choose how you respond to circumstances. You can choose to have a positive attitude, an attitude of curiosity, an attitude of learning, an attitude of progressing, an attitude of doing something repeatedly, but a little bit better each time, maybe 1% better, and that way growing. Or you can choose an attitude of whining and whinging and blame, and looking to blame other people, looking to blame other organizations, looking to blame, you know, you name it, the weather, the EU, builders, banks, big corporate, big pharma, big IT, you name it. There's any number of targets you can choose if you have a whingy, whiny attitude. You can blame all sorts of people and all sorts of things as to why you are not progressing and not doing as well as you thought you might do or as you believe you're entitled to do. But my belief is that you can choose your attitude, and you can choose to have a positive attitude, or you can choose to have the whiny, whinging attitude. That makes no difference whether you're involved in retail, property speculation, property construction, property investment, in the legal game, as a barrister, as a solicitor, or whatever. I think if you have a good attitude, you have a good chance. You're in the game, and you'll stay in the game for longer. The second two points I want to make are to do with skills. Not your attitude, but skills that you can acquire. And the first area where you can acquire a skill which I believe is universally helpful and universally applicable across industries, across professions, in your career, etc. And that is your ability to negotiate. In my legal profession now, when I'm dealing with property, when I'm dealing with family law, when I'm dealing with litigation, when I'm dealing with employment issues, when I'm dealing with rows about wills or disputes about probate, all of these areas can be sorted out by negotiation. Good negotiation skills are absolutely critical. And not only in relation to law, but in my career as a retailer, looking at properties, looking at locations, looking at sites, dealing with suppliers, dealing with customers, dealing with trades persons or builders or contractors, dealing with other professionals, dealing with other shopkeepers, dealing with the general public, the negotiating skills there were also incredibly useful. So take those negotiation skills and apply them to investment property, to construction, to, as I say, retailing, to law. I've given you examples. Those negotiation skills are of massive, immense value. And yet they are the same skills which I say from buying a shop in 1986 when I was 23 years of age, negotiating for that property, the exact same skills that I use now if I'm in, for example, the law library or in the forecourts at the law library, negotiating a settlement in an employment dispute or in a family law dispute or in a litigation, a personal injury claim or whatever. Negotiation skills are critical and they are universally applicable. And the third set of skills, or the second set of skills, and the third area of which I believe is universally applicable across the board is communication skills. Your ability to communicate well, to communicate clearly with the audience you seek to communicate with, the audience you seek to serve, the audience you seek to persuade. Skills involved in communication are of immense value and immense importance. And so many people, in so many businesses, in so many professions, in so many walks of life, are poor or average communicators. If you can develop your communication skills, your ability to tell a story, your ability to communicate with your audience, that skill is of tremendous value and is, like the negotiation skills and like your attitude, universally applicable. So you can be a school teacher, you can be a solicitor, you can be a barrister, you can be a retailer, you can be a property investor, you can be a builder, you can be what you like, an estate agent, etc. If you can develop your communication skills and communicate well and easily in language that your audience understands, well then you have a huge advantage over your competitors. And remember, communication is not about what I have to say, it's about what you need to hear. I hope what you have heard today, these three things, these what I believe are three fundamental, universally applicable truths, which are applicable across industries, are of value to you, are useful to you. And if you liked the video, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below if you're watching on YouTube. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, just hit the subscribe button down below. You may also be interested or in my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast. And if you're listening to this on that podcast, I would appreciate if you left a review on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you might listen to your podcasts. Thanks a lot.